Let's enjoy the Lord here just a minute. Everybody be friendly. On here, fella. Pebbles Wilson is sick also. She's been sick. So, Stephan is staying with her tonight. I think I still hear it. Thank God it ain't snow. Amen. All right. We have Simon and Garfunkel here tonight. Or Crosby, Steel, Nash. No. All right, go ahead, buddy. Yeah. Is that frog I hear, or is that y'all's background music? Tell me, sir.
The frog's off.
I'm going crazy. There's frogs outside. Already, isn't that a blessing? Hallelujah. Bring it on.
While the world looks around me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. And there's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. And I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, you're all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. And there's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. On me.
Amen. Make that peaceful. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Got the mic on here, fellas. All right. Here's what I'm going to do tonight. Let's take our Bibles out tonight. Look at James chapter 5. And I hate doing this with so many people not here, but I'm going to have to go ahead and get started on anyway, because during the month of February, which our Wednesday nights will begin next Wednesday night, I'm going to do a Bible teaching study on healing, divine healing, and it'll take 4 Wednesday nights, and I'm going to give you the introduction tonight. There's so many people ask about it. I was just asked Sunday to pray for somebody who's sick, and there's so much confusion about this topic. You need to know what the Bible says. So we're going to study about divine healing. And a lot of times we, as Baptists, we get falsely accused of not believing in healing. Now, you've probably heard that. I've heard it all these years. They say, well, Baptists don't believe in it. We got a lot of people sick. I said, pray for these that are sick. I didn't mention Pebbles. I mean, Stacy Messer. And they've been having some sickness also. I want to be remembering Sister Stacy and them and others and all. Then these others that I wrote down. I didn't write down everybody. I just jotted these down in my office a minute ago. But here's the deal. Here it is. We as Baptists, they say, I've even had them tell me, they said, well, you Baptists don't believe all the Bible. Meaning, we don't spend half of the service trying to heal people. That's what that means. And then when you hear somebody say, we go to a full gospel church, full gospel implying the rest of us only preach part of the gospel. Say, we preach the full gospel. That means we heal people and speak in tongues. That's what that means. They don't. So you say, well, why do we believe the way we believe, preacher? And here it is. In our dispensation of grace that we live in, we believe in divine healing. We do not believe in divine healers. There's a major difference. So we believe in divine healing. God can, God does, God will. God can do anything. I mean, it would really be dumb to say God couldn't do it no more. I mean, God can do anything he ever could do. He can heal. He can raise people from the dead. He can heal. He does heal.
And we're going to study before the month of February is over exactly what you're supposed to do when you get sick. You need to know exactly what you need to do when you get sick. I know people that when they get sick, they say, well, if I take medicine, that shows a lack of faith. No, it don't. It shows a lack of sense if you don't. If medicine happens, God uses medicine sometimes to heal people. And I'll show you that in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Sometimes the Lord heals instantly on the spot. Other times He might use doctors and medicine to heal people. Other times you may not get healed at all. And we'll get into that. So James chapter 5 verse 16, it said, let's get back at verse 14. Is any sick among you? James 5:14. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him call. The healer don't stand up here and point him out and say, right over there, you come up here. Hallelujah. You know, let that person call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. This is a prerequisite for being healed, by the way. And pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So the Lord's saying here, the right way, if a person's sick, and I'm gonna take you through the Bible in relationship to a Jew, and then I'm going to take you through the Bible in relationship to anybody, a Gentile. And then we're going to notice the transition in the book of Acts. Acts is a transitional book. That means there's stuff happening in the book of Acts. You're going from Jew to Gentile. You're going from law to grace. You're going from Old Testament to New Testament. So the book of Acts is a very dangerous place to base your doctrine. You know, a lot of churches today, their favorite book is Acts. Their favorite chapter is Acts chapter 2, and they preach out of it about 3 out of 5 Sundays. And Acts is the wrong place to base your doctrine because it's changing. You read the book of Acts, and it's like it's unfolding like that right there. It goes out like that. Things are being revealed. Stuff happened during the Acts that didn't happen in the last. I'll give you an example. Paul was in jail in Acts chapter 16, and he prayed, and the jail's house shook, and they got out. At the last of his ministry, by the time he wrote 2 Timothy, he was in jail, and he prayed, and they cut his head off. So something changed. You know what he said? In the last part of Acts, he turned from Jew to Gentile. Paul, at the first part of his ministry, when a man was sick, they took handkerchiefs from his body and sent it to him, and they laid it on the people and they got well. The last part of his ministry, he said, Philetum, have I left it? Trophimus, have I left at Philetum sick? I left a man sick. And he took a registered physician, Dr. Luke, with him the last part of his ministry. So something changed. Something changed. Paul had an infirmity of the flesh and didn't get healed. So you can't deny that as the Holy Ghost shifted from Jew to Gentile, that the signs, tongues, miracles, and healing were to Jew. That don't mean God still can't do them, but they had the gift of doing them as a sign to Israel that they didn't have to the Gentiles. Now, if that makes me a unbeliever, then so be it. But that's exactly what happened. And I believe God can do the same thing He ever did. God can make me speak Chinese right now if He wanted to. The Lord could come on me and I could rattle you up, and He'd have to, trust me, because I could never do it. I could never do it by myself. Wing wang wong, that's all I could do. And I might have cussed right then in Chinese. I hope I did. But you know something? The Lord can do that. The Lord can heal people. But there's a this stuff going on nowadays is a mockery. It's a mockery to the name of the Lord, what's going on nowadays. I mean, they have big old floodlights up there, 1,000 watts, and they get somebody and say, now, can you see anything? Lord, blind person can see that. I mean, if I sat about gone and say, yeah, how many fingers I got? 3. Hallelujah, he's healed. Listen, if he was healed, you wouldn't have to put your hand right there in front of him. if the Lord heals somebody from blindness, they can see, brother, over here at that exit sign, the bus board, the light, the piano. If the Lord, when the Lord heals you, you don't doubt on the way home when your sickness comes back. When the Lord heals you, it's not just a big emotional something or another. It's real healing. I heard about that. Some healer, he was somewhere, and he had a healing line, and everybody was lined up to get healed, and he was healing them one right after another, and this woman just fell over dead right there in the healing line. I don't know how they explained that away, I've pointed out, every healer I've ever seen wears glasses, every one of them. I don't understand, if you got the gift of healing, why don't you just go tink and heal your eyes? I'm not making fun of nobody. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just saying, if you had the power that the apostles to the Jews had, Peter's shadow walking over somebody would heal them. They raised people from the dead because they had the signs of an apostle. We don't. I don't. You don't. I'm not an apostle. You're not an apostle. There ain't no apostles now. You say, well, I know a church down here that says Reverend Apostle Sister Annie so-and-so pastors. Well, Reverend Sister Apostle Annie's a nut. She is no apostle. There are no apostles on this earth right now. An apostle was somebody who was with the Lord in the flesh, saw him in the flesh, and there were other apostles at the book of Acts after he was gone, Barnabas, Philip, some of them, but they're not called the 12 apostles of the Lamb. There's only 12 of them. The Apostles of the Lamb. Now I'm running my mouth real fast, and I've got some stuff to give you, but if you want to ask a question, and we'll talk about this healing business, you feel free, because I know some of you struggle with this, and you prayed for your grandma and she didn't get better, and you think, well, maybe I done something wrong, or I didn't have enough faith. They try to tell you, if you had enough faith, you say, well, I believe if they had enough faith, it could be healed. Well, the healer's the one that had the power, not the people. They come in those meetings and they'll say, if you had enough faith, you can be healed. Listen, brother, if he had the power of an apostle, it wouldn't matter if you didn't have no faith. Them dead people didn't have no faith. Amen? Did the dead people have faith? No. Can you imagine getting them dead people and then singing, only believe, only believe. They can't believe. They're dead. But they raised them from the dead. So the power was in the apostle that the Lord gave them. Now, I've already given you enough to think about for the next couple of days. So pay no attention to those background noises. Anybody wants to say something, right quick, it's time to do it. There's just a few of us here, so it'll be a good time for you to ask a question or say a comment right now. And I am burning up. Are y'all all right? Hot? Brother Ray? Had them heaters on it, 80 degrees outside. It's hard, I know. It's hard to get it all. It's hot. It's way up over what we have it in here on Sunday. Almost 74. Now, let's take our Bibles, and I'm going to show you what the Bible says through the Bible in relation to a Jew. Exodus chapter 4. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 4. We're going to have a little Bible study here tonight. Exodus chapter number 4. You feel free to ask me something, interrupt me, whatever you want to do. Contradict me, straighten me out, whatever. I'm all ears. I want to get straight. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 6. Exodus 4 and verse 6. Here's the first example of a divine healing that we see in the Bible. I think one time something happened over there in Genesis. There's a miracle or two. But the first public healing, I believe, would be here in Exodus 4, other than something that happened over there in Genesis. I think over there in Genesis there was a couple things that happened. But public healing right here. Exodus 4 and verse number 6. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Moses, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. He had leprosy on his hand. And he said, put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. Now, there's your healing, divine healing right there. First divine healing. Actually, the first disease mentioned was leprosy. And the purpose of that, because leprosy is a type of sin, and it's a sign to Israel. Look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. It shows you what healing is for. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first what? Sign. See that? Sign. Healing is a sign to Israel. Unbelieving Jews. It always was. In the New Testament it was. Speaking in tongues, healing, and miracles was a sign to Jews who did not believe. And a witness to Gentiles who did not believe. It's a sign to Jews who did not believe and a witness to Gentiles who do not believe. All right? Got that? The nation of Israel begins with signs and stays that way. All right? Let's get 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now, if you're getting something here that I don't say this boastfully. You wouldn't get this in 95% of churches in this part of the country. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And look at verse number 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. It said, the Jews require a sign. You see that? Jews require a sign. The only way that a Jew will believe something's of God is if he has a sign. So there were three times people spoke in tongues in the Bible. Acts 2, Acts 10, Acts 19. And every time it was a sign to unbelieving Jews. Turn to 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22. It's real easy to remember. 1:22, 14:22. The Jews require a sign. And look at verse 22 of chapter 14. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign. That's what tongues are for, a sign. Not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Now, look at that. He said, when a person speaks in tongues, it is not a sign to people that believe. It's a sign to people that don't believe. Jews. I want to say this as nice as I can. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck or self-righteous or nothing like that, because God knows I ain't. And I'm the sorriest of God's children. But listen, the truth's the truth. And at this church, you know what we go by? We go by the Bible. Not your feelings, not what you thought, not what somebody told you. We go by what the Bible says. If we're just going by what somebody thinks, then we ain't a church. We're going by what the Bible says. And the Bible said tongues are for a sign to somebody that don't believe. It really is weird to me that some of the, like Benny Hinn, when he's here in America where people believe and everybody speaks English, speaks in tongues. They're not a sign to somebody that already believes. Then I saw him in Africa, like in a crusade, and there's thousands and thousands of people, and he's speaking through an interpreter. And he was going, God loves you. And the guy, blah, 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 blah. And the guy said, Jesus is coming soon. Blah, 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 blah. Like that. And you know what? I thought, man, you got it wrong. Speak English to these people here in America and go over there. If you got the gift of tongues, talk to them people in their tongue. Wouldn't that make better sense and a lot more biblical? Now, again, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. Please don't think I'm up here judging nobody. I'm not saying these guys ain't saved. I'm not saying don't love the Lord. I heard some good things about Benny Hinn, matter of fact, lately. The Lord's working in his life. Praise God for it. I believe Jimmy Swagger's doing better than he ever has. Praise God for him. All them guys, thank God for their ministry. I'm what they're doing right, I'm for. But that still don't mean something right that ain't right. Tongues are for a sign. Healing, miracles are a sign to unbelieving Jews. All right. Now, surely, somebody got a question right there. Okay. You got it? All right. Now, let's look here. Notice there's two things about the healer's favorite verse. Does anybody in here know a healer's favorite verse? It's Exodus 15. I'll guarantee you've heard them say this. Exodus chapter 15. Look back there. And look at Exodus 15 and verse number... Oh, good night. 26. Exodus 15, 26. This is a healer's favorite verse. Exodus 15, 26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." How many times you heard that quoted? There's two things that you got to remember when you read that verse. Number one, it's the Old Testament Jews under the law. And number two, it's conditional. They had to keep all the laws and all the statutes in order to be healthy. Now, if you want my honest opinion, I do believe there's a principle there. I do believe if you'll live right and keep God's commandments and do right, that it will benefit your health. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that. I don't think every time we get sick, it's God's judgment on us. You got sin in your life. You're going to die of something sooner or later. I don't care how right you live. You're going to die of something. But tell you the truth, righteous living and health go hand in hand many, many, many times. That don't mean if somebody gets sick, that don't mean God's punishing them for something. Not at all. I mean, my mom, bless her heart, she suffered for 3-5 years before she died. That don't mean she done something terrible when she was growing up. She was a sinner, like me and you, and it's going to get us. Our sins are going to get us sooner or later, all of us. But when somebody has a heart attack, or somebody has a car wreck, or somebody gets diabetes, or somebody, that don't necessarily mean they're being punished for their sin. But many times, our sins lead directly to us suffering in the flesh. And there's probably some of you sitting here tonight that you know that you've suffered because of a lifestyle you used to live, or you drank alcohol, or you did drugs, or you party. I know my daddy, when daddy used to drink, he would stay drunk 2 weeks. And he was one of these people. He didn't get violent. He didn't scream, holler, and cuss. He'd just go to bed. And he'd drink more and go to bed. And there's no doubt in my mind that my daddy shortened his life by doing that. I believe he did. He smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day, just one right after another. Well, I mean, for 50 years, and drank liquor, and probably he might still be alive right now if he hadn't have done that. So you can definitely affect your health by the life you live. But you cannot say just because somebody has a health problem that they're a worse sinner than you are. You can't say that. You're tempted to say that sometimes. See there? Look at there. What God's doing to them. That's because of this. That's because of what they've done. You better be careful about that kind of talk, because you might be the very next one to get cancer. I might. We don't know that. I've heard people, something bad happened to them. They said, see there, the Lord's getting them. The Lord's getting them. Now, the Lord does get us sometimes, but me and you are not smart enough to know when that is. So be careful about that kind of judgment. But anyway, somebody wants to say something right there. He said, "I'm the Lord that healeth thee." Now, you can't take that verse and apply it to a New Testament Christian. You can't do it. You can't take Exodus 15, "I am the Lord that healeth thee," and say that applies to a New Testament Christian under grace in the body of Christ. There's a principle there. I believe if we live right, God will bless us with health and stuff, but He might not. Some of the greatest Christians I've ever heard of stayed sick their whole life. Fanny Crosby was blind her whole life and never did get healed. You reckon anybody ever tried to pray for her to get healed? Probably did. I mean, she wrote more songs than John Lennon and Paul McCartney put together, and God used her. She was one of the godliest women that ever lived and stayed blind her whole life. Why didn't she get healed? That's a good question, isn't it? That's a good question. A lot of great people suffered. So be careful about judging people and say, the Lord's getting them. Or the Lord's blessing them because they're healthy, and the Lord's punishing them because they're sick. It might be the other way around. So you got to be careful about that. Anybody want to say something about that right quick? Healing in the Old Testament was God's blessing on Israel for keeping His commandments. I tell you, if you keep God's commandments, if you get out and live in fornication or an adulterous lifestyle, or you get out here on drugs and stuff, you're opening your body up to a disease that you'll never get rid of. all of us know people that have diseases, and it was a direct result of disobeying God. You ain't going to get no sexually transmitted disease if you're faithful to the one person and stay that way. So your sins do bring on some sickness. But I don't care how perfect you live, sooner or later you're going to get something wrong with you. Because of an inward sin, because of sin you committed when you was young, and it finally catches up with you. Anybody? Right quick. All right. The purpose, I'll say again, we're going to go in a minute. It does sound like it's coming another wave. The purpose of healing in the Old Testament was a sign to Israel and a witness to the Jews. And the same thing's true about speaking in tongues and working miracles. It is a sign to unbelieving Israel and a sign to a witness to unbelieving Gentiles. And when the Lord was working miracles here on this earth, it was a sign to Israel that He was the Son of God. And then when He left to go back to heaven, He gave the apostles that power, and they could do the same thing that He done, even greater works than He done, He told them they could do. And they come out in those days, and they healed, and they raised people from the dead. And then the Jews rejected the Lord, and the ministry went to the Gentiles, and the, quote, sign gifts stayed there. That's where you get in trouble by saying that, because I say, see there, you believe the days of miracles are past. I didn't say that. I said the sign gifts of an apostle changed when the ministry went from Jew to Gentile. That's what I said. I stand by that. I didn't say the days of miracles are over. God still does miracles. I believe the Lord's healed me before. Man, I pray, and that's the first thing I do when I get sick is I pray. First thing I do. I pray. And then I'll take medicine, but I pray, buddy. I'm telling you, and I get other people to pray. Get on that telephone, and I call people and say, pray for me. I'm sick. If I got sick tonight, if I had something happen to me, kidney stone. Man, that's my big fear, kidney stones. Because I had them a few years ago. Man, if you ever have one of them, I have at least a little bit of stomach. I said, oh no, Lord, please no. Lord, please no. Man, if you ever have one, you'll know. They say it's the same as like a woman having a baby. Except you don't get no 9-month warning. Son, you'd be driving down the road. It hits you just like that. First time I had one, it felt like somebody took a baseball bat and hit me right in the stomach. That's what it felt like. I'm scared of that. And I know you're supposed to drink cranberry juice and you're supposed to drink beer according to the world. And I do not drink beer. I'm telling you right now, I ain't going to drink beer by the help of the Lord. I'll drink cranberry juice. And you're supposed to do all this kind of stuff to avoid them. And they say no calcium, and they say it's in our water, and they don't know. But I'm just begging the Lord to let me be all right. I might have one tomorrow. Lemonade and grapefruit juice.
That's what you
take. Lord have mercy. That just makes my jaws draw up thinking about it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That last time I had one a few years ago, the doctor said, you got several in there. He said, it's not a question of if. It's when. Hopefully, they'll bust up and you pass them on through. But if you don't, man, you are hurting, buddy. I'm telling you, I've seen grown men. Big Bobby Dobson, big old Bobby Dobson. He'd get down on his hands and knees and cry, sweat dripping off of him. And he's a tough old boy with a kidney stone. So anyway, better pray about stuff like that. I guess a lot of people say, shut up, you're up there confessing it. But I'm just praying that it don't happen to me. And I'm praying it don't happen to none of y'all. I was going to say something else about that, but good night. Oh, a man told me, old Ken Bailiff, some of y'all remember Ken Bailiff, the bald-headed guy. He's a buddy of mine. He lives in Florida now, and I see him every year when I go down there and preach. They come and hear me. And he said, go to the grocery store and get you some virgin olive oil. He said, it's in a bottle about that high, virgin olive oil. It's just old thick oil. You'd probably run it in your car. And he said, take you a teaspoonful of that every day. And what it does, it greases you up on the inside, and them things will just slide right on through. So I went and got me some of that. And I'm telling you, I about gag every time. I take some of it and I'm about to throw up every time I take it. But anybody ever tried that before? He said ever since he'd been doing that, he ain't had another. My cousin, Mark Bellini, he's had probably 200. He has them all the time. Had surgery. They put stents in his, whatever it is. What does that go through? Your intestine? Not your intestine. What's the other thing? Your, whatever. It's a little thing. Urethra? Is that right? Don't sound good, does it? A tender little bugger, I can tell you that. I mean, I'm telling you, first time I had one, and they told me it wasn't as big as the grave. And I thought, that hurt that bad? That little bitty thing, it was like a grain of sand. And you think, that couldn't be what was hurting that bad. That shows what a big baby we are on the inside. Little, it don't take much to knock you flat out like that. I didn't mean to get off on all that, but when you get sick, pray. And then go to the doctor. Take your medicine. And then claim the Lord's blessings and claim His grace is sufficient. I mean, if you get better, hallelujah. If you don't, you got to realize that something going to get you sooner or later anyway. Anybody else want to say something right quick? Anybody got a home remedy for kidney stones? Or high blood pressure? Or cholesterol? Them commercials come on TV and they say, when diet and exercise are not enough, we prescribe Lipitor. And then I heard someone said, when diet and exercise is not enough, we prescribe something that's better than Lipitor. And it's supposed to lower your blood pressure, cholesterol or something. I don't know which one it is. Oh yeah, they come on every day. It has been determined that it might kill you and you might die and you might have a heart attack and you might something, something, something. Be careful, you know. But they don't want to tell you that far. We'll get you hooked on it first. Anybody else right quick? What are you going to do? You got high blood pressure. Best thing I think to do about high blood pressure is fast. Fast regular, and it'll bring your blood pressure down. If you fast regular, it'll do it, I'm telling you. And help cholesterol and everything else. Anybody? We have a question right there. I'm going to let y'all go. It's bad outside. It's time to go. And I appreciate y'all coming out tonight. It's a blessing to me, really, to see you here. I know probably a lot of y'all thought, boy, it's scary out there. And you just come because of your faithfulness. And I appreciate that. I want you to know that. All right. Let's go ahead and be dismissed. Don't forget Saturday. We're going visiting. And we're going to have a big crowd Sunday. I've already got promises people to come.